This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. The 14-year-old victim from last month's shooting at Evergreen High School has been released from the hospital. Children's Colorado confirmed that the student was discharged in good condition yesterday. He'll continue his recovery at home. The other victim, 18-year-old Matthew Silverstone, remains hospitalized and is in fair condition. The National Park Service intends to keep parks open during the federal government shutdown, but with fewer staff. That goes against the urging of advocacy groups who believe they should close based on the experience during the government shutdown during President Trump's first term in office. John Gardner is with the National Parks Conservation Association.
We saw human waste and trash building up. We saw vandalism. And so it is very unfortunate and it's difficult to call for the closing of parks, but given the situation, if indeed there is a shutdown, that is the responsible approach to take.
It's possible Colorado will decide to add resources to the parks during the shutdown. A program that paired wild horses with inmates at a Colorado prison is ending. The move has volunteer groups looking for other ways to help place captured horses. George Bronice is president of the group Friends of the Mustangs.
We might be pivoting and looking at working with veterans and at-risk children in inner cities or what have you. Because, I mean, horses can benefit anybody that interacts with them.
The Wild Horse Inmate Program in Canyon City operated for more than 30 years. The BLM announced the end of the arrangement last week. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 5:06.